Old age is not a curse. It's a reward in the eyes of God. Our God is God of the whole world. He is the God of all areas, over all people, and through all ages. He is God over Jew and Gentile, black and white, Oriental and Occidental, Anglo and Latin. He is God over both the young and the old. We live in a youth-oriented generation in American society. A few years ago, we heard the cry, "Trust no one over 30," meaning over 30 years of age. But that call ceased, of course, when those who were making it became older than 30 themselves. The move was so strong, however, that even businesses designed their advertising to appeal to the younger members of society. Many older people felt excluded and unwanted. But it is at this very point that God has a special message for the elderly. What is God's attitude toward those who reach senior years? The Bible indicates that He holds them in very high esteem. He is personally involved in their lives. So consider these six principles. 1, God rewards the righteous with a long life. He made this promise to King Solomon, "If you will walk in my ways and keep my statutes and my commandments, then I will lengthen your days." Now he gave this promise to one who lives in fellowship with him, that with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The wise writer of the Proverbs reminds us, "The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened." Now you can probably call to mind a godly person who died early in life, or you can think of some wicked man who lived to a ripe old age, but that does not disprove these statements of Scripture. When you take mankind as a whole, God rewards the righteous with a long and satisfying life. Look on your aged relatives or friends, therefore, with the thought that they are elderly because of God's blessings on them. Old age is not a curse. It's a reward in the eyes of God. 2, God loves the aged. He spoke through his prophet Jeremiah, saying, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." How long does an everlasting love last? It lasts forever. God loved us before we were born. He loved us before we came to Jesus in faith. He loved us every hour before this present moment. And He loves us now. He'll continue to love us in all the years of time. He will still love us in eternity. We're precious to Him. Do you suppose God loves the little infant in its mother's arms? Do you think He loves the little toddler around his mother's knees? Do you consider that God loves the young child starting to school, the adolescent wrestling with growing pains, the young adult settling in a profession, the middle adult seeing the children leave home, and the senior adult suffering from the empty nest and declining physical abilities? If you were to select which ones the Lord loves, whom would you exclude? Well, not one. Every person of every age is precious to God. He loves both young and old. Next time you tend to get impatient with an older person, let this thought come to mind. God loves this person just as He loves me. And let that temper your spirit toward them. 3, God is present with the elderly. Moses was 80 years old when he undertook his life's mission to deliver his nation from bondage in Egypt, and the burdens of his undertaking were great. There came a time when he was exhausted in body and spirit. He cried out to the Lord, and God answered him, saying, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." What a blessed assurance for the older. The prophet Isaiah wrote these words of encouragement, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." Now notice that, "I am with you." And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." That means God is with the young and the old, at home and abroad, in every situation of life. Let the youth rejoice in God's presence. Let the elderly rejoice in God's presence. An old hymn states, "'Tis heaven to me wherever I be, if He is there." And it is. Written across every situation in life, you can say, "God is now here." He is. 4, God strengthens the elderly. Isaiah 41:10 should be memorized by every Christian, particularly every older person. It reads, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. What a precious promise. Notice reference to the divine presence, divine strength, divine help, divine support, and divine hand. Dear senior saint, take heart. You are not alone. God has promised His own strength would be manifest in your behalf. The psalmist David cried out to God, "Cast me not off in my old age. Forsake me not when my strength fails." And God replied through His prophet Isaiah, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you, and I will sustain you and rescue you." Now that promise is to you as well as to the ancient psalmist. Take heart, therefore, and press on with confidence in God who promised, "As your days, so shall your strength be." Nothing in the past has been too difficult for God. Nothing in the present is beyond His provision. Nothing in the future will demand more than He can or will provide, for God strengthens His saints in all stages of life. Fifth, God protects the elderly. Hear God's word through His prophet Isaiah, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior." What a promise of divine protection. Well, God's promise of protection brings peace, and so He says, "Fear not." His promise is based on redemption, and He says, "I have redeemed you." It is because of a personal relation. He says, "You are mine." It is assured in the times of trouble, the rivers, the fire, and the flame. It is guaranteed by the sovereignty of God, "For I am the Lord, the Holy One, your Savior." Psalm 34:7 says it right. "The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear Him and delivers them." And the psalmist adds, "As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about His people from henceforth even forever." Praise the Lord for His protection. Number six, God receives the elderly person at the moment of death. It is said of elderly Enoch, "Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him." Now what a blessed prospect. We do not wait for death, we wait for Jesus. We do not go to the grave, we go to the presence of the Lord. At death, the dust shall return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it. Father, thank you for not giving up on us when we are young and energetic, or when we are old and infirm. Keep us from looking to ourselves too much and looking at you too little. Keep reminding us that at every stage of life we need you and we're totally dependent on you. Use this study, please, to encourage the heart of the older and to humble the heart of the younger for Jesus' sake. Amen.